Okay, this is another quickie car poddy, purely because it's when I've got the best thoughts and I just want to share them. So this one is just about why your sex life is actually super important and how you can't keep ignoring it. This can even be a super unpopular opinion, but when I'm working with couples or even singles, they come to me and they want to improve their relationship. One of the things that we talk about is like the barometer for where their relationship is at. It's like, well, what's your sex life like? Like, when did you last have sex? When it didn't feel like a chore? When it was something that you initiated? When it was something that was like, oh, I just really want to share this really deep closeness with you. I want to feel what it's like to be lost in our relationship together. I want to feel that deep connectivity and just the passion and, you know, that true vulnerability. Like, I want that. And often I ask this to couples or even a member of a couple and they're just like, fuck, I don't know. Like, it feels like a chore, or it feels like something that I do just because it's something that you do in married life, but it's not something that I look forward to, or it's not something that I make a priority or even a priority to enjoy. And I think this is where things get really confusing, or just like it becomes too big of a thing to even start to tackle. But it's such a big, big, big part of our relationships that it can't go ignored, and it's not something that we're just going to passively improve. Like, it's got to be intentional. So as a bit of a, this is what I'm thinking, have a look at your sex life. Like, this is your chance to be like, okay, let me have a quick audit of what my relationship feels like. Like, I know you love to audit shit. So ask yourself, like, when did I last initiate sex? Like, when was that? Was it 3 days ago? Was it 3 months ago? Was it 3 years ago? And why did I initiate sex on that occasion? Was it because I genuinely wanted to connect with my spouse? Did I really want to connect with my spouse in that moment? Is it because I felt that lusty vibe that I was like, oh my God, I really want this. I really want you. I want to get lost in us together. Or was it more so like, well, I'm just going to throw a leg over because I don't want him to cheat? Like, what was that? Like, what was that feeling? What was it that really spurred you on? Like, there is absolutely no right or wrong with this. It is purely about you just building awareness and auditing your own sex life, like your own relationship. Because, you know, at the end of the day, like, I say this a lot to people that I work with because, you know, I see a lot of high achieving professionals, like men and women. So it's not just one specific gender, but you know, you go into business because you crave that financial freedom. You crave the time freedom. You crave autonomy over what you get to do. And of course, I mean, shit, that's why I got into business for myself. Like, I left the police force because I didn't want to be told what to do anymore. I didn't want to be, you know, told which rules I had to enforce with other people, even when I disagreed with stuff. Like, that was not my vibe. So for me, starting a business was like super inevitable, but I love it. I love being able to choose all the different things. But I mean, I too, there was times in my relationship where I've been like super locked on with like business goals and ticking things off and achieving big things because I'm like, my dreams are huge, that I haven't put as much intention into my relationship. But the difference is we have a regular weekly check-in. So for me, it's like, well, I don't let things get so far that I'm like, I don't know how to come back from that. I don't know where to start, or I don't, like, things have gone so far in one particular direction, I don't even know how to like come back from it. So this is why I'm like, use this time, like use this, you know, snappy little potty as your opportunity to audit yourself, to have a bit of a look and be like, okay, like, where am I right now? Like, as you know, in business, like, that's like your most pivotal point. Like, where am I right now? And where do I actually want to go? So when you're auditing yourself, just be like, okay, well, what is it right now? Like, where am I? Like, have we had good quality sex in the past and now it's just like dropped off? Or, you know, like, what is it that you really want? Like, sometimes people get to the point where they're like, oh no, I don't need that, or I could live happily ever after and never have sex. And I'm like, okay, cool, if that feels true for you, by all means, like, that's fine. But when we talk about it, I want you to think about like, okay, well, if that is you, is it because you haven't had sex that's been very good lately? Or is it because you're like, I don't know, like, I can't remember what it felt like to really enjoy it? Or is it just that you put it in the too hard basket because ROI doesn't feel important to you? Like, what is it? Snappy little pod for you. Enough while you're making a coffee to just have a little listen, a little tune in, and let me know your thoughts. Like, I'm going to probably note these down in the potty episode notes, show notes, anywho, because if you're a visual girl, the written cues help, or a visual guy, like the written cues can also be really direct. So have a little listen to this again if you missed the questions, and audit your own sex life, audit your own relationship. Check in with yourself. Like, this doesn't have to be done with anybody else. You don't even have to tell your partner what you're doing. This is purely just for you to understand where you're at and just check in again with like what you actually want. Like, is this something important to you? Like, are you missing that deep quality, raw, passionate connection? Are you missing that? Anywho, loving always. Enjoy your day.